Hello and welcome to our podcast on algorithmic creativity. Today, we'll be exploring the concepts behind algorithmic creativity, the issues of algorithmic bias, and solutions to this problem. Our guest today, Rafa, recently presented this topic in class. Let's start with the basics. Can you explain exactly what algorithmic creativity is?
Algorithmic creativity is the use of algorithms to generate new and original ideas or creations. It involves the use of computer programs to generate art, music, literature, and other forms of creative expression. These algorithms can analyze existing patterns, styles, and themes to generate new works that are similar in nature, but with unique features.
Okay, interesting. Can you give us an example of an algorithmic creativity that is currently in use today?
Sure. One example is Google's Deep Dream. This is a neural network that uses computer vision to find and enhance patterns in images, creating unique and surrealistic images that are unlike anything a human artist would create. While this was initially developed as an experiment in creating AI-generated art, it has since been used by artists, photographers, and designers to generate new and interesting visuals.
Sounds fascinating. What about the issue of algorithmic bias? How does that play into algorithmic creativity?
Algorithmic bias refers to the systematic errors or unfairness that can occur in algorithmic decision-making. This can happen when algorithms are trained on biased data sets or when the algorithms themselves contain inherent biases. In the context of algorithmic creativity, this bias can lead to the perpetuation of existing stereotypes or exclusions of certain groups from creative expression. An example of algorithmic bias in generative AI is facial recognition technology. Many facial recognition algorithms have been found to have significant bias against people with darker skin tones and against women. This is due to the fact that the algorithms were trained on data sets that were not diverse enough to represent different skin colors and genders. This has led to serious ethical concerns around the use of these technologies and calls for more transparency and accountability in their development.
Okay. So what are some of the possible solutions to address algorithmic bias and the algorithmic creativity?
One solution is to ensure that the data sets used to train algorithms are diverse and inclusive and that they accurately represent different groups and perspectives. Additionally, algorithm designers can take steps to identify and remove biases from their algorithms. Another solution is to increase transparency in algorithmic decision-making so that people can better understand how algorithms work and what data they are using to make decisions.
Interesting. Are there any other general concepts related to algorithmic creativity and bias that you think are important for people to know?
One important concept is the idea of human oversight. Algorithms are powerful tools, but they should never replace human judgment or decision-making entirely. We need to be cautious about relying too heavily on algorithms and always ensure that there is a human element involved in the decision-making process. Additionally, it's important to recognize that algorithms are not neutral. They reflect the biases and assumptions of their creators and the data that they are trained on. So we need to be aware of these biases and work to counteract them whenever possible.
Okay. Can you give us an example of a failure of generative AI that resulted in algorithmic bias?
An example of a failure of generative AI due to algorithmic bias is the cause of a predictive policing algorithm called Compass, which was found to be biased against people of color. The algorithm was used to assess the likelihood of someone committing a crime in the future, and it was found to be twice as likely to flag black defendants as being at a higher rate of reoffending, even when controlling for other factors. This led to accusations of racial bias and calls for more transparency and accountability in the use of predictive policing algorithms.
In your opinion, what are some potential solutions to address these issues of algorithmic bias in generative AI?
One solution is to ensure that the data sets used to train algorithms are diverse and representative of different groups and perspectives. Another solution is to increase transparency and accountability in the development and deployment of AI technologies. This can include providing more information about how algorithms work, what data they're using, and how decisions are being made. Additionally, we need to ensure that there is human oversight in the decision-making process and that the potential biases and ethical implications of AI technologies are carefully considered before they're deployed.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights on algorithmic creativity and bias. We hope that our listeners have gained a better understanding of these concepts and the challenges that come with them. As always, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you for tuning in.